Where are you at now?
Wait, where are you?
I'm in London.
I'm in LA.
Oh, mad. Yeah, this is why we're doing it at this time, you know, the international link-ups and that. Shout
out. Wait, so what time is it there?
It is, wait, let me check. Hold on. Let me get my phone. 7:20.
Wow.
Yeah. Not AM, that'd be mad. That's like Australia or some sort. But it's mad. But anyway, how are you? Because, you know, it's been a busy time for you right now. This brand new EP's out, follow-up to the 2019 one. So how's it feel, man?
Yes. Feedback
has been, it's been really, really good from what I've seen.
Yes, people love it. I think that it's finally hitting me now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always like, every time I do something, I'm like, what's next? So that's where I've been the past few days. It's like, now what? Oh, so I'm like, I'm starting to work on my next project, but I don't know. I'm figuring out how to celebrate and not just constantly be thinking about the next thing, you know?
I hear it. You know, like, sometimes it's good to kind of just appreciate what you've done and like celebrate it, because it will make the next thing more special. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because sometimes I was talking about this yesterday, because sometimes it just, I'm so focused on what's next, I'm forgetting how far I've came or how far I've come and how many things I'm doing that I used to dream about doing. And it's, I have to like force myself to recognize that sometimes, because I'm always focused on like where I'm trying to go. But honestly, if I got to where I was trying to go right now, I'd probably be like bored, like what the hell. So it's fun to want to be working towards something. So I have to remind myself that.
Yeah, you know? Probably be on the next thing. And at the end of the day, you're being ambitious, you know what I mean? And that's the thing. When you're an ambitious person, you're always going to be trying to find the next big dub. So let's talk about a bit of the past to get to the point that we're at. Because I want to try and help bring this out, you know what I mean? So we can celebrate the victories that you've had so far. So I know, obviously, from back in the day, you wanted to be a singer from, Leona Lewis and Bleeding Love and that type of stuff there, yeah?
Yes, I did. I remember I just saw her and I just wanted to be her so bad. So that's kind of what made me want to be an artist and want to do videos and perform. I was obsessed with her.
You know, Bleeding Love was a big song back in the day, to be fair.
Yes. Like,
very massive.
I haven't listened to that song in a very long time.
You know, at some stage you're gonna have to just reload it, you know.
I think I will probably after this. It'll probably bring back so many memories. But yeah, that's kind of, I don't know if that's the exact reason that I started singing, but I remember that being a very big moment.
So we got that, and I'm basically skipping like a bunch of stuff at the same time. So we got Daniel Caesar cover.
Yes.
That's lost in the archives still.
That is gone forever. Well, I can find it if I look for it. Sorry, hopefully she doesn't bark too much.
That should be all right.
I have a puppy and she's a mess. But it's puppy? Still, I can, what'd you say?
What puppy?
Her.
Oh, mad. I'm looking at the screen, but I'm looking at you at the same time. Oh, mad.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, that's my dog. She loves to bark because I had somebody break in a while ago.
Okay.
And since then, she just loves to bark. Slam! Come here! Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yes, the Daniel Caesar cover, it's in my Instagram, in the archives. I can't look at it. Yep. I cringe really hard when I watch it. That's the video that my A&R who signed me saw, and that's what he signed me from. And when I see it, I'm just like, what was he thinking? Because I look a mess. And I'm just very glad and grateful that he saw potential, because if I saw that video now, I don't think I would see the same things he saw. And I thought I was killing it. I was so confident then. And now I look back and it's like, what was I doing? But
yeah, you know what it is? At the same time, like, you saw something special. There you go. You have to give another treat. But it's something that has helped you build and develop. And obviously from the first project to this second EP now, which has got Laven Kelly on it, Buddy on it, Kay Trinada, all these people. Like, you must have seen, like, big growth and development for yourself as well.
Yes, of course. I look back at those things, and it just looks like a whole different person to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing things that I was dreaming. Like, at that time, I was recording all my stuff on GarageBand. I was in Indiana. I was never going to the studio. And now I'm in the studio all the time, and it's just a normal thing for me. Yeah. And at one point, that was a dream. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so, like, let's go through this project, because obviously there's a lot of discussions about toxicity in there, and you've got like, listen, I'm looking back, I'm now something special, and you know, I'm not mad at anything that's happened in the past, and it's about you kind of kind of growing up in this kind of, I guess you could say, is it in LA you're kind of basing this kind of all this stuff off now, or?
Yes, my whole recent, are we talking about my first project or the one that just came out?
The one that just came out.
Yeah, that one kind of just takes you through. So it starts with Teen Scene, which is about me leaving Indiana and moving to LA. And then from there, it kind of just takes you through the journey of me moving and everything that I've gone through since then to now, which was a lot. I had to do a lot of growing up, and I came here, had no money. I knew nobody, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And now I've kind of figured it out. But the project was like therapy for me through that whole time, and just got me through it. And yeah.
So when did you kind of sign off and look at it as I can reflect on that's a time period of my life, but I've moved on from that?
I don't know. I think that I moved to this new apartment, and I think that was a big moment, because when I first came, I was in this, do you know where Koreatown is? Do you come to LA?
I haven't been, but I know where Koreatown is.
Oh, there. Okay. Yes, I moved there. That was my first apartment. I was in a toxic relationship. The apartment didn't really have any windows. It did, but like all I had was an alley. So I didn't even have sunlight. I didn't have Wi-Fi. All I had was a bed, which I'm grateful for, because there's homeless people everywhere. So I'm grateful that I had a place to stay, but I was so depressed. I had to walk to Starbucks to use my computer. Like, and I knew nobody. I was taking the bus everywhere. And it was just a really hard time in my life. So I think that when I got to this apartment and I got a dog, I've kind of figured it out. I have friends now. So
yeah, I mean,
although the dog, yeah, sorry, on. What were you going to say?
No, go on.
I was going to say the dog causes me a lot of stress, but I love her though.
Are you taking the dog to the studio, or are you leaving at a...
I did. And then somebody on my team got a text saying that girl can't bring her dog anymore because she peed in the laundry room, but I didn't know she peed. Wow. So, but she's not allowed anymore, but she's not a bad dog. Like, she's good. Mm. She's just a puppy, you know?
It's true. It's not her fault. Eventually she'll learn to grow up.
No, if anybody's fault, it's mine, but yeah.
The thing is, people won't care if you bring the dog in and then you create another hit, another banger.
Exactly.
Bring the dog through. Like, yeah, it was this. People.
I know. Because I know people in positions of power that bring their dogs, and their dogs are horrible, but nobody says anything to them. So that's one day.
That's because they're scared. You already get to that position.
Exactly. But yes, one day she'll be allowed anywhere.
So I want to talk about. I want to talk about Teen Scene as well, because for me, that's like such a big record. And obviously I know with COVID and everything like that in the UK, that the clubs and stuff are not open. So we can't spin these songs in the club or anything like that, but it definitely feels like it's going to be a summer vibe. So how did you even link up with Buddy and Kay Shimada for that one anyway?
So Omar, who signed me, it was his idea to do the thing with the Kay Shimada track. Cause that track, I think he did a long time ago in London.
Mm-hmm.
For another artist. But then Omar sent it to me. This all happened during COVID. And he was like, we need to do something with this as soon as possible. It was actually, it wasn't the last time we worked on. But then I got in with Rook Monroe, who's the other writer, and just talked about life. And I still haven't met Kay Shimada. Everything was kind of just sit online. He wasn't even in LA at the time. So then I did my part. Buddy got on it eventually. He did a few different versions. He did a few different versions. I ended up meeting him on the video set. The video was so fun.
Yep.
The song took a few months to get done. It was a process. I'm going to kill her. but yes, I'm very proud of that song though. I love it. And everybody loves it.
Yeah. I think it's a very big song. Cause it came out, it came out 2020, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's August. It's rolled through into 2021, but as more people discover you, and obviously we're going to talk about a big achievement for you as well, another one very soon. Like, well, apart from that song, what other songs are kind of like your personal favorites on the project as well?
I would say Gift. That one just like calms me. I haven't really listened to my project that much since it came out. I was like the first few days, but usually I'll just like never listen to it again. But yesterday somebody posted Gift and I heard a snippet of it and it like hit me like I've heard it for the first time. And I was like, damn, that's actually a good song. Cause after I hear them for so long, it's like, I just get so numb to them that I don't even know if they're good or not. Like when I put the project out, I was so nervous cause I was so used to the songs and I was like, are these songs even good? You know?
I can tell you they're good. I can tell you they're very good.
Thank you. Thank you. But Gift, that one is very special to me.
I was going to say, as we're running out of time as well, I'd love to be chatting longer, but I know we're on time constraints today. Like, sign in with Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. Big achievement.
Yes.
Some people dream for that. You've now made that jump and that crossover. Mm-hmm. So how does that even feel for you?
It feels good. I think that it was hard at first because it was like, I'm a new artist from Indiana and there's all these big artists there. So I had like imposter syndrome for a while, but it feels amazing. I think the thing that I'm most proud of is making my people at home proud, you know, because mm-hmm. when it was announced, everybody from home was so excited. I was talking to my radio station that I grew up listening to. So it just felt good to make Indiana proud, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's always good to see like people from your hometown support you, because mm-hmm. most of the time they don't really support at the beginning and then they jump on.
Exactly. Because you know what I mean? I think that people thought I just disappeared, but yeah.
I mean, I guess they might have seen you like when you was telling everyone that you might be using The Voice or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then
yeah, that, out. Thank God, was not aired, but people keep saying that they might air it. I mean, I'm like, oh no.
The bigger you get, they might say, listen, you might have to pay $50,000 if you don't want to see this happen again.
That's horrible. Because I probably signed some stuff that said that they could, you know, that was a while ago. I was like 17 when I did that, but I'm terrified of that.
Listen, you just have to show them this is how far I come. Yeah, you know what I mean? That you just literally just put the link for the EP and that's it. Simple.
Because I looked a mess, but you're right. You're right. I could use it for good.
Yeah, yeah, always turn negatives into positives. But to be fair, imagine you being critical of yourself at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think it was as bad as I think, but I don't know. We'll see when it comes out.
It is what it is. Well, when it never comes out, you know what I mean? We'll never see it.
Yes, hopefully.
That's it. But you know what? I'm going to leave it there because obviously we've got more time constraints. But it was good chatting to you today as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you too. And sorry about my dog.
No, listen, no worries. It added character to the interview.
Okay, good.
All right, I'll leave you to it. Have a good
one.
Catch you in a bit.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.